Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, good afternoon. This is Tom from co-publisher Healthy Referral Newspaper. Welcome everybody to Mind Your Body and Spirit radio show. And Healthy Referral Newspaper has been putting on radio shows for over 15 years, and we publish a newspaper on holistic health called Healthy Referral since 1989, and we interview guests on our show from all over the world and on very interesting topics related to integrative health, holistic health ideas, I guess in that you can figure in that category, as well as anything to do with the mind-body connection. Today we have a fascinating guest calling in from Sweden, along with an associate at Kent State University, Dr. Elizabeth Justice, who I believe is on the line here shortly. And we're going to talk about Dr. Harold Blomberg, who is from Sweden, doctor of psychiatry, has done some amazing work in the realm of neurodevelopment, movement training, and so we'll delve into that. I think I see Dr. Blomberg is called in here. I think we have him on the line as well. I mean, we just might as well get right into it. Or we have Dr. Blomberg and Dr. Justice on the line here?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes, is everybody on?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. We have Dr. Blomberg. Thank you very much for joining us. My name is Tom Kotowski, the co-publisher of Healthy Referral. We have Dr. Justice. Can you hear us as well?
Yes.
Okay, very, very good. Thank you for arranging this, Dr. Justice. Dr. Blomberg is in Sweden right now, so this is great. And gave you a little bit of introduction. Do you want to start with Dr. Justice? Explain just real briefly how it came about that you're inviting Dr. Blomberg to come to the Kent State campus coming up in July.
Back in 2008, I attended a class that Dr. Blomberg presented here in the States, and I found the work so fascinating. I continued to take classes from him as well as other practitioners of rhythmic movement training. And I believe that this work is so powerful that we want to help spread the word and give people an opportunity to learn about a method that I think can help a lot of people.
Oh, excellent. Dr. Blomberg, can you explain briefly a little bit about your background and also how the rhythmic movement training that you're involved with, how that evolved?
Yeah, I am a doctor and I'm a psychiatrist, and while I have always searched for alternative methods, and in almost 30 years ago I met a Swedish lady, her name is Kerstin Linde, and she worked with what she called rhythmic movement training. And I was very fascinated by her work, and I followed her work for 3 years, and I sat in on many of her treatments. And especially she wanted me to to learn how to work with severely handicapped children, because she thought that would be most instructive for me to understand what the whole thing was about. So we worked a lot with children with motor handicaps and cerebral palsy. But she also worked a lot with adults with all kinds of problems, both psychiatric problems and problems with joints and back and other kinds of problems. Mm-hmm. So I started to work with this method in my in the clinic, outpatient clinic, where I was a consultant, and it was very successful. I worked with patients with schizophrenia, with all kinds of depression, neurosis, and so on, and these exercises turned out to be very popular and very helpful for many of these patients who are very happy to have some other means than just medication.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, we're speaking with Dr. Blomberg from Sweden, who's written a book on autism. Doctor of Psychiatry. He's being hosted at Kent State University with Dr. Elizabeth Justice from Kent State. Dr. Blum, could you just briefly just comment if you're familiar with other forms of body work, I guess you could call it, such as Feldenkrais or Alexander, that maybe you've been exposed to, and how does that compare to the RMT that you're involved with?
Well, I... Yeah, there are similarities with Feldenkrais, for instance. Alexander, I don't know so much about. But the thing about rhythmic movement training, it's very basic. It's the infant movements from the very start. And so this is what actually is different from all other kinds of movement methods to help people. And the other thing which is very important is that the use of rhythm in this kind of work. And this is because Kerstin Linde studied how infants, very, very small infants, how they moved. And many people have done so, but she was actually she observed how important rhythm was for the development of children. So that's the difference with other kinds of similar of movement therapies.
So the rhythm aspect of the training helped. Would you say overcome neural patterns that were going off course?
Yeah, you can say that. The rhythm actually is, and the movements are necessary to develop the brain and the connections in the brain. If children who don't move, they will not develop their brain. They will have severe, not only movement problems, but they will not speak, they will not develop their motion, their emotions, and so on. So the rhythm is extremely important for actually developing the brain and our senses. And then the rhythm is also important for integrating primitive reflexes.
Mm-hmm. What are some difficult challenges or problems in children that I know that there's something called ADHD, I believe it's called, or autism, it's sometimes termed. What was it about the RMT that was a big breakthrough? Because I certainly... I'm for what you're talking about rather than giving the kids more medication.
I just can start with children who don't move, for instance, cerebral palsy children. They don't develop, if they can't move at all, they don't develop speech. And when you start to do the training with them and they learn to move, speech will come, provided they are not too old. I mean, they must be less than 10, 11 years old. Otherwise, they will actually develop speech more or less, which is very interesting. And nowadays, this has become a big issue, that children have late speech development, and they actually, many children, both autistic children but also children without autism, they don't start to speak. However, they move. So the problem with that they don't start to speak is that they have some problem with the cerebellum, and that's an inflammation of the cerebellum, actually. Usually when you do rhythmic movement training, these children will improve their speech, they will start to speak and so on. But in many cases, you also need to have a diet in order for them to stop the inflammation of the cerebellum, which is very common in autistic children, but also in children who have poor speech or late speech development without autism.
Mm-hmm. Can you give an example of your anti-inflammatory diet, or is there a special name for it?
Well, in autism especially, but also in other children with ADHD and learning difficulties, most of these children are actually gluten sensitive, and many of them are also casein, the milk protein sensitive.
Sure.
So, and then when they eat gluten and casein, that will produce substances that go from the intestines up to the brain and cause the inflammation and a lot of other symptoms also.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what, and of course sugar and carbohydrates may also be quite detrimental, but actually it's gluten and casein and which are the most important.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm glad you were able to bring that up, as I think a lot of people in your profession or your field that we've met over the years, they miss, that's a missing piece of the equation that many times is overlooked.
Absolutely. And I'm very sorry about that, because I've met so many patients in my work as a psychiatrist who have gluten sensitivity and have all kinds of psychiatric problems with depression, psychosis, bipolar syndrome, and obsessive compulsive symptoms, and they have been told by doctors that they also have intestinal digestive problems, and they have always been told by doctors that they can go on eating gluten because the blood tests don't show any gluten intolerance, and then they have stopped taking gluten and they have had a remarkable recovery. And I'm so happy that now this has been recognized, that many people, I mean the majority of people, are not haven't got this kind of celiac disease, which can be diagnosed with blood tests and intestinal biopsy. They are actually just gluten sensitive, and the only way to find out that, according to the most prominent gluten researchers nowadays, is to stop taking gluten and see if you recover or get better. So I have actually written a small booklet about that, which I have also translated into English.
Mm-hmm. And then can you cover just real briefly some of the types of problem? Maybe you could also add to the mix, Dr. Justice, other or types of common problems children or that, you know, besides the autism, what are some other common health conditions that you see?
I use it very much for children with ADHD and ADD, and usually in combination with diet. And it's very, very, I mean, many children recover very well, and they don't ever need to take any central stimulants or other medication when they do this training and are on a diet. Mm-hmm. And I use it also with reading and learning difficulties. The exercises are very effective for improving vision in reading and reading difficulties, and for learning difficulties. Diet is often a problem because actually diet also causes learning disability in many cases. And then I use it for adults quite a lot, both for psychotherapy, but mainly for people who have back problems, back pain of the back, of the neck, of the hips, and so on, of the knees, of the and so on. Arthrosis is very effective for that and very quick to work with that.
Mm-hmm.
So osteoarthritis, I would say. Osteoarthritis is very, very good for that.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of another condition. I'm not sure if it's neurological. Friends of a family said their child has something called Asperger's. Have you come across that?
Asperger is a kind of autism. It's very, I mean, this people or these children or teenagers, they benefit very much from rhythmic movement training and diet, because in many cases they, in my experience, I can only say for my own experience, they become quite normal. Actually, they lose their Asperger symptoms, but they need to be on a diet also. Otherwise, the movements are not so effective.
Right. So the Asperger's, there's an overlap. There's a commonality in the type of symptoms from the Asperger's and the autism. They're overlapped. They're similar.
Yeah.
Is it what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah, they are similar. I mean, but Asperger is a light variant of autism, you can say. So Asperger, these children benefit, I think, most of all. No, I mean, it's very good for learning difficulties and dyslexia also. But Asperger children, they are they benefit extremely much from this kind of training.
Okay. And Dr. Justice, can you comment on Dr. Blumberg's upcoming visit? Can you give us a short synopsis of some of the things that he'll be showing?
Yes. On July the 23rd in the evening at 5:30, there will be an introductory talk, and we're going to have a reception for Dr. Blumberg at Kent State University, and that is free and open to the public, but we are taking reservations. And then Dr. Blumberg will be presenting 3 2-day sessions. The first session will be the foundational session, rhythmic movement level 1, and that teaches the various movements that mimic the baby movements, and so it provides the foundation for the rest of the work, but it especially focuses on attention and help for people with ADD or ADHD. Mm-hmm. The next 2-day session will be rhythmic movement training and diet in autism and ADD, ADHD. And then the third 2-day session will be especially for occupational therapists, physical therapists, chiropractors, people that are involved in, you know, kinesiology and various mm-hmm. body work.
Okay.
So we're really excited, and we invite people to come and participate. And did you want me to give my contact information?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, please do. What website, phone number that people can go visit, sure.
Okay. My email address is lkjusti1, the number 1, at kent.edu. That's lkjusti1 at kent.edu. Phone number 330 673 3 nights. And there are two or three different websites. Dr. Blomberg, do you want to tell them your website?
Yes, I have my English website is BlombergRMT.com.
Yeah, can you please may have the spelling of your last name, Dr. Blomberg?
Yeah, BlombergRMT.com.
Okay, very, very good. Well, we're coming to the tail end of the interview here. Can you just briefly summarize, Dr. Blomberg, the essence of the RMT work that you're doing, just like a brief synopsis?
Well, that's, I would say that these exercises that I teach, they are the foundation for all learning, actually. These are the basic exercises that all people who want to learn, they need to do as infants. And the method is just, can be seen as a way of repeating these exercises and also fill in some if there's deficits in this development, and that actually affects all aspects of emotional and cognitive and sensory aspects. So it's really very basic training.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we appreciate that. Yeah, go ahead, Doctor.
I was going to say, if I may add just a quick example, as Dr. Blomberg has said, this is foundational. Sometimes we look for answers in technology or excellent lesson plans, but if the learner isn't ready to learn, then they're not going to learn. For example, there is a primitive reflex called spinal gallant, which we need. When there's pressure on either side of the spine, then the body twists. But if a child is in third grade and the teacher says, sit up straight and look at me, and their back is against the chair, and that reflex is active, they're going to have a very difficult time sitting still, because this is controlled from the brainstem, and it's automatic, and it's unconscious. And so that child is going to be spending energy trying to sit still. It's going to be very difficult to take in the information that the teacher's trying to impart. So this is very foundational and very important for education in a number of disciplines. It really applies to a number of disciplines.
Thank you for bringing that up. It's certainly an overlooked part of the lesson plan, is what you mentioned there. Well, we appreciate Dr. Justice and Dr. Blomberg for being on today. Thank you for arranging this, and we'll send you the link after the show so you could send it out to others that would like to hear the interview as well. So we appreciate both of your time today, and we'll look forward to the next visit.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much for calling in, Doctor.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, we've been listening to Dr. Harold Blomberg from Sweden today, along with Dr. Elizabeth Justice from Kent State University, and Dr. Blomberg's upcoming trip to Kent in July. And that's Dr. Harold Blomberg, B-L-O-M-B-E-R-G, and he's written a great book on this, studying the rhythmic movement training, which delves into the underlying factors to help children and adults as well with different neurological health challenges. So again, we appreciate everybody, Dr. Blomberg, checking in, and we also appreciate Dr. Justice for arranging the interview here. Again, this is Tom from Healthy Referral Newspaper in sunny Shaker Heights, Ohio, and our website is healthyreferral.com. That's healthyreferral.com. And please also visit jadensgaga.com. That's jadensgaga, jadensgaga.com, to purchase some of the top digital content that we've seen over the years. So again, we'll see you next time. Signing off. Thanks again.